Fort Hays State University students make up a significant portion of the area workforce, and an upcoming job fair is a perfect opportunity for businesses to connect with those students. From the Hays Chamber, President and CEO Sarah Wasinger, along with Fort Hays State University's internship career advisor Lisa Carlin, stopped by to share some details on this episode of the Post Podcast.
So you guys have a couple of fun things coming up, including a part-time job fair, is that right?
I am excited to say that we will be doing a part-time job fair on Wednesday, August 24th from 2:30 to 4 in the Memorial Union. And we want to invite any businesses and organizations who are trying to hire, especially students, for part-time positions to participate. There's no cost to attend, but they do have to register. And so we want to make sure they understand that space is limited. And so registration needs to happen by August 19th, but I would say registering the earlier the better in terms of registering.
Okay. So job fairs kind of have a similar feel. Is there anything that employers should expect to or have prepared to take with them that day when they are engaging with students?
Absolutely. I would say, you know, if they have any kind of nice display, they can bring that. They don't have to. They can just bring representatives and we'll have a table for them. But definitely bringing promotional materials, if they have application forms, they can collect resumes, they can invite students to interview. So it's just a really good opportunity to interact one-on-one with students. And it's great for the students, too, because they have a chance to find out what jobs are available in the community and have that interaction without kind of that scary have to go into a business and apply. They can visit with several employers all in one location.
You know, I like to think, you know, the job fair, it's kind of an old school way of recruiting folks, but, you know, and I think we've talked about this before, Sarah, but my last role before I came back to Eagle here, I was in recruitment. I tried to get people in. I found that there was no real better way to make that quick connection with a potential candidate or employee than just meeting them in person. You can do all the stuff online. That's great. But there's no substitute for that personal connection, I don't believe.
I agree, James. I think that having that one-on-one connection makes a difference. And I think that students realize, too, that when they have a chance to meet someone, you know, put a name with a face, and the employer do that as well, it means a lot more than, like you said, applying online and you have no idea who the person is, but you can make that good first impression.
Yeah. I could imagine, you know, I've lived in Ellis County my entire life, but if I'm a student coming in who hasn't lived in Ellis County, it sure would be nice to see the diversity and range of businesses. And maybe you don't know that some of those businesses even exist because this is your first time in Hays. So just giving yourself that visibility, I think, would be huge.
That is absolutely true, Sarah. I agree.
How many businesses, remind me, are chamber members?
Right around 500.
500, right here in Hays, Ellis County. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's huge.
Yes.
There's no way everybody knows all those businesses. I don't even think, I would challenge you one day to tell me all 500.
Oh, gosh. We'd be here a while, and I'd probably miss a few, so let's...
For sure. But, you know, right now, I think, and there's no secret to this, almost everybody is looking for help.
Absolutely. So, just wanted to, again, remind people, Lisa, if they do want to sign up for that, should they call you? Do they go online? What does that look like?
Good question. There's a couple of ways that they can register. If an employer has an account in Handshake, which is our career platform, they can get into Handshake and it's out there. They can register that way. If they do not have a Handshake account, they can contact our office and the phone number is 785-628-4260 or they can email us careers@fhsu.edu and we can get them signed up.
Very cool. You mentioned the Handshake and I want to talk about this because this is one of those things, it's relatively new. And I think a lot of, like, if you're an employer out there and you haven't dealt with this system yet, It might be kind of like, whoa. But it is a pretty, it's not a difficult system to use, is it?
No, it's not. It's very easy. And employers, if they're interested and don't have a Handshake account, can contact our office. We can help them get set up. We send them a link and then they register and create their account. And it's very simple. And once they've done that, they can actually post jobs themselves, which is nice. They have that flexibility. But if an employer, say, does not hire often for permanent positions, maybe just part-time or internships, and they don't really want to have to create an account, they can actually just work with our office and we'll post those positions for them. We have an account that we call Jobs for Tigers in Handshake, and that's where we can post anything for an employer who does not have an account and doesn't want to create one. So we have a lot of flexibility there to be able to post those things in Handshake.
I love that. You know, for some of those business owners, maybe they just don't have the time, really. Again, as you say, looking for that one temporary position, or not temporary, but they're looking for that one position right now that they only hire 3-6 months or whatever.
Right.
Very cool that you can help them out on that regard.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And anytime an employer has a position, and it can be part-time, it can be full-time, it can be an internship, we're always happy to help them post. You know, people are posting all the time. Students are looking all the time throughout the year. So that's something that's ongoing, and we encourage employers to contact us to be able to get into Handshake.
Now, I wonder if you want to share a little bit with us on, once it's up there, what happens? Does it just kind of live up there forever? Do you need to refresh it, or does it go away after a certain time frame? Do you have any of those details you can share?
Sure. So in the Jobs for Tigers account that I mentioned, which is the employers that don't have their own account, our policy is that we post for 30 days unless they ask us to post it shorter or a longer time frame. But typically it's 30 days. And then let's say after that 30-day time frame, they haven't filled the position, they want us to extend it, we will do that. But if an employer has their own account, they can post it for as long or as short a time as they wish. So very flexible.
What I love the most, I think, Lisa, is how user-friendly you make it. You really go out of your way to help business owners create an account. If they have questions, you're there to help them every step of the way. So on behalf of our businesses, I wanted to say a quick thank you to you and all of your team for all the different ways that you guys help connect our business community with our Tigers.
Absolutely. Thank you. I'm glad you think it's easy. It's good to hear that.
I've recently used it myself, and it was very, very, very straightforward. So,
very cool. And then one last thing, I think, before we move on, internships. These are still a thing, right? I know I did them in college, but, you know, you don't hear about them quite as much anymore, but they are still a really relevant part of the student experience and can help businesses locally, right?
Absolutely.
Or together, right?
Yes, James, that's absolutely true. We have interns in the community all the time. In fact, this summer, I think we have about 7 in the Hayes community, and then we have about 10 outside of Hayes through a certain program that we offer throughout the year. But a lot of businesses have their own internships. And so, yes, students are all over doing internships. It's a great way for them to get that hands-on experience, to make connections. And so if an employer is interested in hosting a student intern, certainly contact Career Services because we can help them get connected.
Very cool. Yeah, I mean, I think about a lot of interns I've interacted with over the years, and you know, if it goes well, it's an opening to a career, maybe even a position, a job that you didn't think of before in your educational experience.
Absolutely. That can happen. And we hear that happen often where students do an internship and maybe it wasn't quite what they had anticipated, but they find something that really interests them and then kind of pursue a little bit of a different path. So yeah, it's a great way to figure out what you want to do with the rest of your life.
Very cool. Well, anything else on this topic? I know we got to get over to some of the weekly events, but anything else on this before we go?
Maybe one more time where they can find you, Lisa.
Yes. Contact Career Services at 785-628-4260 or careers@fhsu.edu.